The weather was cold and clear as more than 80 Unalaskans began to march across the Captain's Bay Bridge.
Our first, but not our last march.
That's right. We shall overcome.
As they headed toward City Hall, marchers hoisted signs with slogans like "Love will win," "Girls just want to have fundamental rights," and "Unalaska stronger together."
My sign says "Atakanakun." That means we are one in Unangamtunu, which is the Unangan language, the language of the Aleutian Islands.
That's Larissa Syverson.
Well, I'm marching because I believe that the president, President Trump, should not be in office. I think he's really disrespected a lot of Americans. He's disrespected the veterans. He's disrespected just so many people. And it shouldn't be allowed.
Mayor Frank Kelty also marched, motivated by the example of demonstrators across the country.
I believe it's important that we make a statement about human rights and the diversity of everyone in this country and our concern about the way policies might change, Planned Parenthood being defunded, changes to Obamacare that might put millions of people without health care.
For many, the march wasn't necessarily about protesting the new administration or specific policies. Sharon O'Malley said she celebrated the event as a renewed call for equal rights.
Rights for all Americans, whether they're men, women, rich, poor, black, brown, yellow, gay, straight, atheist, Christian, whatever. We're all Americans and we all deserve equal rights. That's why I'm here.
Arriving at their destination, the marchers decided to climb the hill next to City Hall, slogging their way through maybe 8 inches of snow until they reached the top.
Whoa, look at this beach.
Get up!
They gathered around a memorial dedicated to the Anungan people who were forced to evacuate during World War II, and to the villages that were lost when many of them couldn't return. Larissa Syverson was there alongside four generations of her family, several of whom said they were marching against the injustice of the evacuation.
Well, at first I wasn't going to come because I thought the weather was going to be bad. But I think once everyone gets together and they realize they're not the only people feeling this way, that it makes you feel a lot better.
Encircling the memorial, the marchers shook off the cold to take photos, cheer, and end the evening by standing together.
Time, a big, really loud one.
In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.